Gary, like where as a team you had to be extremely patient, in the last 20 minutes you could have taken the points.
Yeah, well, I asked them to be. I think the team has actually done exactly what I wanted. I hate losing games of football. I hate losing games on the spin. I think when you lose two or three on the spin, I know we haven't done that, but I think that's a dangerous period to enter into, because I think then you could see first half a little bit of what two defeats does to you. You know, when we got into some really good positions in the number 10 position or wide, we tended to come back out and keep the ball. And I asked them to have a little bit more penetration with our runs and just have a little bit more belief on the ball. And I think sometimes, you know, from that solid base, that's what you get. And I thought as the game went on, we grew and grew and grew into the game. And I know sometimes the frustration is that everyone wants the players to go and get 50 yards up the pitch and start chasing like mad and getting after the ball. But I asked them for a clean sheet tonight. We've not kept one all season. I didn't want to lose another game. I thought that was important. And second half, we showed a lot more quality. And if you look at, you know, Jordan Rhodes, probably the best striker in the division, or outside the Premier League, certainly. He's not had a sniff at goal all evening, which shows we've done a fantastic job defensively as well.
And that last 20 minutes, once John Terrell had come on as well, giving an extra playmaker up and around the edge of the penalty area, he, Damari, Clayton, there were chances that the goal could have come.
Yeah, I thought he was really bright when he came on, John. He's been unlucky not to start a few times. You know, I said to the players, I think I'll hold my hands up as well. I felt as though I got the formation wrong on Saturday. We debated it all week and I made the decision to go that way. And we wanted to get back to what we are, really, which is very, very strong defensively, very hard to play against. You know, our good play comes from interceptions, getting it into the 10, turning, running forward and showing our brightness with our front four. And I thought they were much better second half. Like you say, John gave us a little bit of a lift. And then we start to get openings, and we know that's how it works. And we've had plenty of chances on goal, we've had plenty of balls in the box, and with a bit more fortune or a little bit better finishing, you know, we could have easily won the game. But I think the important thing tonight really was that we didn't lose the game.
I don't want to get you moaning about officials, I really don't.
But it's going to.
It was another night where Clayton Donaldson was being manhandled constantly. How is this going to change? Because he can't get a decision.
Well, it's not. It's not because. People don't see it. They don't see the problems. I mean, if you looked at, I think Dimi got sived down just outside the box first half when he's about to shoot. The lad doesn't get a yellow card. I don't want players to get yellow cards, but the lad doesn't get a yellow card. And then the first two challenges we make, we get yellow cards in and around the halfway line, which just seems absolutely bizarre. And then when you ask the officials, they just agree with each other and it just becomes even more frustrating. I kept saying to the full official, listen, if you're not going to give me an opinion, even if he doesn't agree with it, then I'll have to start shouting onto the ref, because the whole point is that he becomes a medium for the referee. But listen, I don't think that was the issue tonight. I think the issue was that first half we perhaps didn't show enough belief in ourselves, and I think sometimes two defeats can really, really damage that confidence. As we know, you know, the players are not as strong as everyone thinks they are sometimes. But second half, I thought we were much, much better. Very bright. I thought we looked like the only team really that was going to go and win the game. But I think it was important we kept a clean sheet. Like I said, first clean sheet of the season at home, and it's just a little bit of something for us to build on.
Just the last one from me. You said all along Jonathan Spector was very unlucky to have missed out when he did. He slotted back in today and looked very good.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an excellent player, John. You know, Robbo was unfortunate to be left out. I wasn't overly pleased with it, but at the end of the day, I'm the manager and I make the decisions, and that's exactly what I'll do. And you know, for the same reasons that Robbo came into the team, to give Specs a breather, and I was fair to him, and he stayed in the team, I felt as though Specs deserved to come back in. You know, we've conceded four goals in the last two games, so at the end of the day, that's, like I said, that's the first clean sheet we've got at home. I thought he was very, very good. And I thought on the whole we actually played with a little bit more control as a team. We actually passed the ball quite well tonight, particularly down the right hand side. I think Cots and Cads have a real good link up and understanding, and I thought they looked very, very bright and inventive down that side.
Dimi was a threat as well, wasn't he? They were definitely worried about his ability to go past them and his pace.
Well, he was second half. I thought he was better second half. And I said to him at half time, listen, Dim, you know, I want you to be braver. I want you to try and get into advanced positions. I want you to try and get higher up the pitch. And I think sometimes, again, when players are perhaps a little bit safe, they tend to take that safe option of coming back and playing back and not taking the player. And I said, listen, we've got to take players out of the game. That's the attacking player's role, is to try and eliminate a player, either with a run, a pass, a dribble, or whatever that is. And I thought second half he did that much, much better. again, he's a young lad, isn't he? He's a young lad, he's learning. You know, people don't realise, they think he's going to go and win us games every week, and sometimes if he doesn't play as well as he can do, maybe it affects him and he has a little bit of a confidence blip. And again, I thought you could see that in the team first half. We're a little bit edgy. I thought the crowd were a little bit edgy, but they stuck behind us and we almost gave them a victory at home, which we haven't had for a while.
We saw more crosses into the box than we saw all game Saturday in the first 20 minutes of this game. But does it bother you that aerially you're probably not as big a threat as you would like?
No, because I think the reality is at the moment, again, you know, have we got the funds to go out and get an absolute powerhouse in the box who's going to jump and head one in, but who's going to run the same as Clayton? We're not, so we're going to end up with someone up there who's a big lump and not very mobile, and that's going to take a lot away from the other side of our game. I've said this before, every single one of our players has things that perhaps they can't do. But I tell you what, you know, I focus on the things they can do, and I'm really proud that we're at this point of the season, 15 games, and we've got 25 points. I mean, that's an absolutely unbelievable start. And I think people have said it before, but because we've started so well, everyone expects us to go and beat Derby and beat Hull and beat teams like this. And the reality is, you know, we're a team that we're together, and we're going to lose games, we're going to win games, we're going to draw games, we're going to play badly sometimes, we're going to play well sometimes, and unfortunately, you know, unless you've got a magic wand of £50 million, that's just the way it is.